Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, on this Friday of our election week, what a week it has been. And joining us right now from the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, outgoing 3rd District Commissioner Howard Heineman. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate all your service on the County Board of Commissioners. You opted not to seek re-election this year. Lisa Beeden, who is a Democrat, ran as a Democrat, won your seat. So you got to be pleased about that.
Very pleased. Very pleased. It's been a fantastic opportunity for me to have served the citizens of this county and this district for 18 years. It's been a real honor.
As you get ready to leave the board, you must look back on those 18 years and see certain things that you'll remember that you're pleased with. What stands out to you as maybe some of the accomplishments of you and other commissioners over the past 18 years?
I would say three things. We're basically a legislative body, and so our primary responsibility is budget. And we've maintained the rainy day fund through some really difficult times, especially 2008, 2009. And our new budget, even with the coronavirus problems, we're still maintaining that 17% rainy day fund, even though the budget has only gone up a little more than 1% for the 2021 year.
That's pretty good. How are you able to do that?
I think it goes back to Sean Grodin when we hired him, and he set up a plan where we looked out not just at the next year's budget, which is our responsibility, but we made like a five-year budgetary plan and ask basic questions. If we do this or that, what effect will that have on the budget going forward for the next 5 years? And so it was really that forward thinking, I think, made the big difference.
What kind of changes have you seen in St. Clair County in those 18 years?
I would say the biggest change, bar none, been the cooperation between all levels of local government. I know when I initially joined the board, it was like the city would, we don't want to work with the county, townships, we don't want to work with the county. And I think going back to that 9/11 thing in September of 2001, the fire departments, police departments, all recognized that they had to be on the same system for communications. And so we set up a group and we worked together so that all units of public safety could work together. And that I think, was the biggest change.
Broke down some barriers.
By the way, those emergency towers will now be paid for with the money we borrowed to do that.
What advice do you have for Lisa Beeden as she takes your seat on the Board of Commissioners?
Enjoy it. And listen to people. They'll tell you, what their priorities are. But in some cases, you have to kind of, against the advice of some of these people in the community, because they really don't understand the full magnitude of the problem. And you need to invest in the future. For example, out at our landfill back in 2004, we made the decision to put in that septic bioreactor. Now, it took us probably another 4 or 5 years to get it up and running. And we spent, I think, a little over $12 or $13 million development out there. Having said that, we put in the power plant, and we signed that contract with DTE Energy. We just supply them landfill gas, and they have the power plant out there, and we bring in a little over $10 a year just selling landfill gas that we used to just burn off according to EPA rules, and now we're making money. We also put in a wastewater treatment facility for leachate, and we were spending millions having trucks haul it away, and now that money is saved, and we're pumping the leachate after it's treated to wastewater treatment plant here in Port Huron.
That's a pretty good deal. That's fantastic. We're talking with Howard Howard Heideman. He's leaving the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners after 18 years of service. What drew you to serve in the first place? What made you want to get involved in serving on the county board?
You know, I was initially drawn to run for the state legislature. That was never successful for me. And I was asked if I would run for the county board of commissioners. And I sit down and I talk to not just the Republican, Democratic commissioners on the board back then, but also the Republicans. And the more I thought about it, it sounded like a great opportunity to serve the community. And needless to say, I was more than surprised with how wonderful it's been to have served this community.
Sounds like you're leaving this post with the county in really pretty good shape right now. Would you estimate that things are going well at the county level and hope to see that continue, even in this really difficult year with COVID?
Absolutely. And just a highlight on that, the budget was hit so hard back in 2008-09 with the value of housing going down. And Carrie Hepting, our administrator, was saying that we're back collecting revenue from property taxes that we were collecting back in 2008. And I don't see a hit on housing. So I think from the standpoint of our revenue going forward, it's going to be pretty steady, as you just pay taxes on the taxable value, not the assessed value.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, that's going to be stable. The communities that are going to be really careful or need to be careful would be like the city of Port Huron, where they get revenue from income tax. And a lot of people are suffering in terms of jobs because of the COVID thing.
I'll ask you a political question now, because you've often been, referred to as the lone Democrat on the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. This isn't really a county commissioner question, but more of a political question. It appears that Joe Biden is likely to win the presidency. We don't know that for sure. Still a few key states to report in. But your thoughts on what's happening on the national level right now with politics?
I would say my major concern is if the Democrats do not take control of the Senate, the U.S. Senate, that we're going to see many more years of gridlock in Washington. And so issues that need to be addressed, like infrastructure and that, just will not be addressed. And that's going to be disappointing to all of those people that went out there and voted, and I'm sure they voted their conscience on, the direction they wanted the country to go. But gridlock, whether it's in Lansing or Washington, just doesn't serve the community at all. And I think that's the big thing that we've had in St. Clair County, the willingness of people in local government to work together to solve problems.
Yeah, absolutely. That has made a big difference here. And you're right. We have seen that change in the last 10, 15 years or so from these individual little fiefdoms where nobody wanted to cross boundaries and work together. And now there's a great spirit of cooperation, and it's paying off, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. And I think the stable leadership that Jeff Boehm has brought to the board has been part of that, because his approach has been, and I like it, this is a county problem. It's not a federal or a state problem. So what are we going to do about it? And how are we going to solve it? And who do we need to work with to get it solved? And so that has been very beneficial.
Well, Howard, we appreciate your service. We thank you for your years spent on the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. And we certainly, I would like to thank you for always being available to us after board meetings. We've talked many times over the years, and I certainly appreciate it. Always look forward to our conversations. And again, thanks for all your service.
It's been my pleasure, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.